This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Sustainability isn't just a buzzword anymore. It's a necessity with multiple applications. Webster's Dictionary defines it as being a method of harvesting or using a resource so that the resource is not depleted or permanently damaged. Not that long ago, many people seemed to think that our resources were endless and we could do what we wanted with the land and what was in it, be that plant or animal. Turns out that is not true. The good news is that more and more people and businesses are focusing on how we change the way we live so that future generations have a chance to enjoy the wonders of planet Earth. Hydroponics are really taking off. I'll have more on that on my website, gardenbite.com. Farmers, environmentalists, and sportsmen are collaborating on ways to improve sustainable practices that are practical and probable. There's massive movement on innovative ideas. From cars to cleaning products, companies are looking at ways to reduce their waste and make them consumer-friendly. What's all this got to do with you and I in Garden Bite? Well, sharing information is never a bad thing. If one person decides to start a kitchen compost pile, they just took a sustainability step. If one person planted a vegetable garden because I helped take some of the trepidation away, then there's another step, and so on. While some big changes are needed, those small changes or small steps add up. I'll have lots more information on a variety of sustainability topics on gardenbite.com. I'm curious, too, as to what you're doing. Share your ideas on sustainability. You can email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com or post it on Garden Bite Facebook page. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. Oh, and check out Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.